Suffering Basic Aleph describes exactly when a person should start the Seder. Yiyash Shulchan Aruch Miba'od Yom Kedei Lechol Miyad Kishetechshach. The table should be prepared. Ve'afem Uveveis HaMedrish Yokum Mipnei Shemitzvah L'mayar V'lechol B'shvil HaTinoko Shlo Yishnu. Even if someone is learning in the Beis Medrash, you should get up because there's a mitzvah to eat quickly, to start the Seder quickly. Get up to the meal until a little bit later, but because we want to prevent the children from falling asleep. But concludes the Shulchan Aruch, but you shouldn't say Kiddush until say Sakochon. So this is quite a remarkable statement of the Shulchan Aruch, that you shouldn't say Kiddush on Leil HaSeder until say Sakochon. We know many people on a typical Shabbos in Yom Tov do say Kiddush earlier, during a time of what we call Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov. We know there's a mitzvah, the Gemara in Yuma says there's a mitzvah to be Moses Mechol Al HaKodesh, and many Rishonim, most Rishonim assume that that applies not only to Yom HaKippurim, but even to Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. And we don't only daven early, but we say Kiddush early during the time of Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Vosepes, the Seder night is different. Pesach is also a Yom Tov. So it's a Yom Tov. Why is there this new requirement that a person can't say Kiddush until Tzeisak Ochavim? The fact that a person can't eat matzah until Tzeisak Ochavim, that I understand. But Erev Tochlo Matzah, the mitzvah d'orais is to eat matzah only b'erev, only mishatach shach. But why does that affect Kiddush? That's the question. So the Magen Avraham and the Taz give two different reasons for this halacha. The Taz in Sifkot Na'alef writes like this, Ad Shetach Shach. Why does Kiddush have to be recited only after Tzeisak Ochavim? The matzah dumi de Pesach, the chziv al matzos umrorim yochluhu, the ha-pesach eno nechal ela balayla. The carbon pesach can only be eaten at night, va'ochlu asabosa balayla hazeh. The matzah and the mar are iskish le carbon pesach, because you have to eat the matzah and the mar together with the carbon pesach. Zog the taz, v'ha-kiddush tzorach shiyah b'shas ru'uya le matzah, b'sho'o ru'uya le matzah. Taz says the reason why the Kiddush has to be after Tzeisak Ochavim is because it has to be bizman haroi lematzah, in a time that is roi to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Ad kan dvarav. So the Taz seems to be saying the following. We know the rule is, the Gemara Pesachim and Afkof Aleph says that ein Kiddush ela b'makom suda. One can only recite Kiddush b'makom suda. That means that a person has to recite Kiddush before he's about to eat, in the place that he's about to eat. He can't say Kiddush in one building and move to another building. He's not supposed to say Kiddush and start eating a half an hour later. Right? So, first of all, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Secondly, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Zman Suda. It has to be contiguous. There has to be a connection between the Kiddush and the Suda. The Taz seems to be expanding this rule to include another principle. Not only Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Zman Suda, but Ein Kiddush Ela B'Zman Haroi L'Suda. Not only does there have to be a real connection between the Kiddush and the Suda, but the Kiddush can only be recited at a time that's Roi for the Suda. That's a totally different halacha, right? Because you could have said that maybe I'll recite Kiddush right before Tzeisak Kochavim, and then I'll start eating right after that. I mean, let's not talk about the Seder, right? Because in the Seder, we're not going to get to the matzah until much later. But let's assume that you'll eat the matzah immediately. You technically could eat the matzah right after Tzeisak Ochavim. So in terms of the rule of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, there's no problem, because it will be B'Makom Suda. Right after the Kiddush, you're going to eat the matzah. You make Kiddush 5 minutes before Tzeisak Ochavim, then you're going to wash and eat the matzah immediately after that. There's no problem with Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. But according to the Taz, this still is a problem, because the Kiddush was recited at a time that's not roi l'mitzvah matzah. It's not roi l'suda. And if it's not roi l'suda, that's also a problem. That's not in Kiddush. That's not Kiddush b'makom suda. Kiddush b'makom suda not only means it has to be b'makom suda and b'zman suda, but it also, the Kiddush itself has to be recited b'zman haroi l'suda. In a normal Shabbos and Yom Tov, it is roi l'suda even before Tzeisak Ochavim, because you can eat the suda before Tzeisak Ochavim. But on Pesach night, it's not roi l'suda because you can't eat the matzah until after Tzeisak Ochavim. This is the yesod of the Taz to expand the Shulchan Aruch. Bemis, the yesod of the Taz is not so mechudishlik, it's not so creative, because we do find this yesod in the poskim in some other contexts as well. The Shulchan Aruch, Menucha Shabbos in Simin Reish Pei Tes, Sif Aleph, talks about whether one is allowed to eat before davening on a typical Shabbos morning. Shulchan Aruch says that one is allowed to be toeh. You can taste a little bit. It's going to be hard for you, let's say, to go the whole tefillah without eating. So that's mutter. Te'im is mutter before tefillah. That's not a kiddush halacha. That's a tefillah halacha. One is normally not allowed to eat before davening, but one is allowed to be toeh. You can have a little bit, a little shahakal. That's mutter. Aye, but on Shabbos there's a new halacha that one is not allowed to taste anything before kiddush. For kiddush at night on Leil Shabbos, all of the Rishonim agree that there's an issa te'ima. For kiddush by day, there's a machlokes Rishonim, but the Rambam paskins that it's also to taste before kiddush, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. There are Rishonim who disagree, but the Rambam paskins this way. The Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. So the question is, how can the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Pei Tes Sif Aleph paskin that one is allowed to be toim a little bit before davening on Shabbos day? Kainach mitzad dinei tefillah, b'shlova mitzad dinei tefillah, it's mutter, because one is allowed to taste a little bit before tefillah. But how's it mutter to taste before kiddush? Isn't there a chiyuv to recite kiddush before one is toim b'chlal? So how's it mutter to be toim before tefillah? Not mitzad hilchas tefillah, mitzad hilchas kiddush, how's it mutter? The answer is that before tefillah, that's not a zman haroy l'suda. One can't have a suda of chameshes minei davan then. And kiddush elav makam suda. It's complicated exactly what the word suda means, but poshup shad is, let's say, chameshes minei davan. Could be a suda of pas, but you know there are those who are makel that even a suda of chameshes minei davan is also considered kiddush makam suda. But you know chameshes minei davan, one is not allowed to eat chameshes minei davan before davening. One can be toim a little bit, one can taste a little bit, you can have a shahakol, maybe have a fruit, maybe have a cup of tea. A cup of tea is probably better. As a whole shayla in the Mishnah Berurah, if you can have tea with sugar, without sugar, I think bizman hazeh, most poskim are mekel that you can have it with sugar too, since that's what we normally do. It's not so palatable to have it without sugar. But te'ima bilvah, we're talking about tasting a little bit, we're not talking about eating. We can't have a suda of chameshes min yadogan. So if you can't have a suda of chameshes min yadogan, it's not a zman haroy l'suda. So if it's not roy l'suda, guess what? There's no mitzvah of kiddush. Since ain't kiddush elav makam suda, and presumably that means that it's only bizman haroy l'suda. So if it's not roy l'suda, chameshes min adaga, there's no mitzvah kiddush. So that's why there's no issa te'ima. The issa te'ima is only if there's a mitzvah kiddush, but there's no mitzvah kiddush, there's no issa te'ima. So that's why it's mutter to be taught before tefillah, bein mitzad hilchas tefillah, bein mitzad hilchas kiddush, because it's not a zman that's roy for the suda. So if it's not roy l'suda, then it's not a zman for kiddush either. And the Mishnah Berurah is very careful to point out that those who are allowed to eat mazonos before davening, a chola or a zokain, if they're allowed to eat mazonos, if the doctor and the rav paskin, if they can eat mazonos before tefillah, then they have to recite kiddush. Avada. There's an issa te'ima before kiddush. So if they can eat mazonos, then it's a zman haroy l'suda, so then there's an absolute chiyuv to recite kiddush even before davening. It's only because most people are not going to have chameshes min yadogan. They really shouldn't have a piece of cake. Some people do that. They have a piece of cake before going to shul on Shabbos morning. It's inappropriate. You really shouldn't have the cake. Just like we wouldn't have a piece of cake on a weekday before davening. I understand. The Shabbos davening is a little bit longer, and the Rav's drasha probably makes it even longer than that. But tell the Rav to darshan shorter. Don't tell him that, Bishmi. But, right, the davening is a little bit longer. We can last. We can last a little bit. It's probably better not to have the piece of cake before davening. So because it's appropriate not to have the piece of cake, it's not a zman that's roy l'suda, so it's not a time for kiddush, so therefore one is allowed to be toim even before kiddush. But for those who are allowed to have chameshes min yadogan, then they mamash have to recite kiddush, because it's just like every other din of kiddush in Mokam Su. So the basic kiddush of the Taz, that en kiddush alav Mokam Suda, means also that en kiddush alav zman haroy l'suda, that's not such a kiddush. The chiddush of the Taz is that he assumes that because before Tzeis Nekol Chavim on the Seder night, that's not a time that's roi for the mitzvah of matzah, therefore that's called a time that's not roi for the suda. That's the chiddush of the Taz. The Erev Toch L'Matzah tells me that I can't fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of matzah on Leil HaSeder until Tzeis Nekol Chavim. So the Taz says, that's therefore, so the time before Tzeis Nekol Chavim is not a zman haroy l'suda, and that's why it's not a time that's roy for kiddush. And that's a big kiddush. Because even if you'll tell me that before Tzeis Nekol Chavim I can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, but can I not fulfill the mitzvah of sudas yom tov then? Let's assume I have a little bit of matzah before. I know before Pesach you're not supposed to have any matzah, right? Before the matzah mitzvah, you're not supposed to have any matzah. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Purim, right? There are different minhagim as to when you're not supposed to have matzah. But technically speaking, right, if you were to eat matzah before Pesach Kochavim, would you fulfill your mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov? Let's say you do eat gebraks and you'll have knedlach before Pesach Kochavim, right? You can't fulfill your mitzvah of matzah with knedlach. It's matzah ashira, right? It's not lechem only. It has more in it. It has oil. It has other ingredients in it. So you can have a meal of knedlach beforehand. That might be kiddush makom suda. It's a mezonos. So can you not fulfill your mitzvah of suda yomtiv before Pesach Kochavim? Vushteit. Where does it say that? If for every other yomtiv I can fulfill my mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov before Pesach Kochavim, if on Shvi Shel Pesach I can start Yom Tov early and fulfill my mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov before Pesach Kochavim, so why is the night of the Seder any different? Maybe I can't fulfill my mitzvah of matzah, but what does that affect my mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov? And if I can fulfill Sudas Yom Tov even before Pesach Kochavim, so why is it really a Zman that's not royal Suda? It's royal Sudas Yom Tov. And then Kiddush Elam Makom Suda presumably means Kiddush Makom Sudas Yom Tov. I can't fulfill my mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov before Pesach Kochavim. Yeah, we commonly associate the matzah with the Sudas Yom Tov because that happens to be the Suda on the Seder night. But think about it. If you hold that and Kiddush Elam Makom Suda can be satisfied with Chamesh Yismini HaDagon, so then I can have matzah bowls, I can have other things and fulfill my mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov even before Pesach Kochavim. So why does the Taz say I can't make Kiddush? Because it's not as, before Pesach Kochavim, it's not as Zman HaRoyal Suda. Is that really true? It's Royal Suda, Yom Tov. It's just not right for the Mitzvah of Matzah. So the Taz is telling us a tremendous Kiddush. The Taz apparently is assuming that on the Leil HaSeder, the Mitzvah of Matzah governs the Mitzvah of Suda, Yom Tov. They're not two separate dinim. On the night of the Seder, the Matzah defines the Suda, Yom Tov. So a Zman that's not right for Matzah is a Zman that's not roy for the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov on the Seder night. The two are connected on the Seder night. That's the real Chiddush of the Taz. That the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov is fulfilled through the mitzvah of Matzah, or it's linked to the mitzvah of Matzah. So whatever limitations there are in the mitzvah of Matzah in terms of Zman, apply to the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov as well. So if before Pesach Kochavim, that's the time it's not roy for the mitzvah of Matzah on the night of the Seder, it's not roy for the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov either. That's why you can't recite Kiddush before Pesach Kochavim. This is the assumption of the Taz. Okay, so there are two assumptions that the Taz makes. The first is not such a tremendous assumption because we find precedent for it. First assumption of the Taz that Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda means that also Ein Kiddush Ela Bezman HaRoy LeSuda. So that we find precedent for. But the Taz is also telling us that on the Seder night, the Mitzvah Sudas Yom Tov is governed by the Mitzvah of Matzah. So a Zman that's not Roy for the Mitzvah of Matzah is not Roy for the Mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov either. That's why before it says Kochavim, since that's not a Zman that's Roy Lamatz, it's not a Zman that's Roy Lasudas Yom Tov, so you can't recite Kiddush at that time. Rabbi Shechter points out in one of his Svarim that Be'emes, this Yisod, that the Mitzvah Sudas Yom Tov on the Seder night is governed by Matzah, is a Rambam. It's alluded to by the Rambam in a totally different context. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah has a Shita that we don't paskin like. It's a fascinating shita. What do we do when it comes to lechem mishnah on the Seder night? So we know lechem oni, madarka shaloni befutsa avkan befutsa. There's the concept of yachatz, right? That's part of the Seder. Yachatz, we break the matzah in half. How many matzahs do we use for the hamotzi? So the Rambam writes like this in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Ches Halacha Vav. Lokeach shnei rekikin v'cholik echad mehen u'meniach paras l'toch hasholem u'mavarech hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. The Rambam, very interestingly, the Rambam does yachatz right before hamotzi. Not quite like what we do. But what does he say? He says you break one of the matzahs and then you make a hamotzi on both of the matzahs, the paras l'toch hasholem. You make it on two matzahs, one is paras, one is sholem. Frek the Rambam, why don't you make a hamotzi on two shleimos, just like we do on every other Yom Tov and Shabbos? Says the Rambam, the din of lechem oni tells me that Leil HaSeder is different. Leil HaSeder, we fulfill the din of Lechem Mishnah with a paras and a shalim. Now, we don't pass in this way. Most Rishonim assume that you have three matzahs, so that you'll have the matzah in the middle. The Yachatz matzah is for the mitzvah of matzah. That's the matzah that we make the Birchas HaMitzvah on. But you have the top and the bottom matzahs to have Lechem Mishnah for the Hamotzi, just like every other Yom Tov, you should have Lechem Mishnah on Shleimos. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that there is no din of Shtei Shleimos on Leil HaSeder, but rather you make the Hamotzi on a Paras and a Shalem. What is the Rambam telling us? So presumably the Rambam is saying that the din of Lechemoni redefines the concept of Lechem Mishnah when it comes to the Leil HaSeder. The din of Lechemoni tells me that I'm not supposed to do Lechem Mishnah on two Shleimos, but rather I'm supposed to have a Paras and a Shalem. Now, again, we don't pass in this way, but this is the sheet of the Rambam. So the Taz is saying something similar. It's different context, but it's a similar idea. That the rules of the Leil HaSeder are redefining the halachas of Yom Tov when it comes to the Leil HaSeder. The Rambam says the Lechem Oni, the rules of Matzah, redefine the din of Lechem Mishnah. The Taz is saying that the rules of Matzah redefine the concept of Kiddush Makom Suda. They redefine the Zman that's Roy LaSuda, the Zman that's Roy for Kiddush on the Seder night. Okay. This is the Taz. This is one sheet as to why the Kiddush has to take place dafka after Tzeis HaKochavim. The Magen Avraham, back there in Tafayin Bay, is called the Trumas Hadesh, and it offers a different issue. What is the Magen Avraham saying? Ad Shetechshach, Simen Tafayin Bay, Sikot Nalef. Zok the Magen Avraham, the Koshal Kiddush, Echad Me Arba Kosos, V'kulon Tzvichin Lios Balayla. The Trumas Hadesh says, you know why the Kiddush has to be after Tzeis HaKochavim? Not because of Kiddush Makom Suda, nothing to do with that. Right? But rather, because Kiddush is one of the Dalakosos, it's the first of the Dalakosos, and they all have to be Balayla. All the Dalakosos have to be Balayla. The Trumas Hadesh says this halacha has nothing to do with Ein Kiddush El Bezman HaRoy L'Suda. He might even agree with the Taz about the general principle, right, that Ein Kiddush El Bezman HaRoy L'Suda, but he might say that even on the Seder night, one can still fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov before Tzeis HaKochavim. We don't have to say that Sudas Yom Tov is governed by the mitzvah of Matzah. Right? He can disagree for one of two reasons. But his yesod, the reason he gives for why Kiddush has to take place after Tzeis HaKochavim on the Seder night, is because Kiddush is one of the Dalakosos, they all have to be Balayla. What does that mean? So the Trumas Hadeshin himself, in Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin and Trumas Hadeshin, the Trumas Hadeshin says, look, Dalet Kosos is a mitzvah derabbanim, but we know v'ochlos habasa balayla, said the korban pesach has to be eaten at night, and the pasuk in Parashas Bo says bavur ze osa Hashem li betzesi mi mitzrayim vidarshim bavur ze lo amarti lo b'shoshe shmatzu morim munachim lefanecha. Bavur ze, the mitzvah of sipur yitzias mitzrayim, is a function of matzah and mor. So if the pasuk says v'ochlos habasa balayla, said the korban pesach has to be balayla, and al matzah sum rorim yochlu, who tells me that the matzah and the mor are iskish l'karim pesach, they also have to be balayla. So bavur zeh tells me that sipri tzias mitzrayim has to be balayla too. And we know the Gemara says that Chazal were masakin the dalakosos on different parts of the Seder. So it says the Trumas Hadeshin, putting all of this together, the dalakosos are linked to the matzah and the mor and to the sipri tzias mitzrayim. The matzah and the mor are linked to... Let's back up again. The dalakosos are linked to the sipri yitzias mitzrayim. The sipri yitzias mitzrayim is linked to the matzah nemar. Matzah nemar is linked to the karban pesach. So, by extended law of transitivity, the dalakosos are dependent on laila, just like the karban pesach. They can only be drunk if the tzeis hakochavim. Just like one is not allowed to eat the karban pesach before tzeis hakochavim. That's the Trumas Hadeshin shita. That it's a function of the timing of the dalakosos. It's not a din in kiddush. It's a din in Dalet Kosos, and the Kiddush is simply one of the Dalet Kosos, so therefore it's governed by the same rules as Dalet Kosos. Okay, these are the two reasons that the post can give for why the Shulchan Aruch paskens that Kiddush has to be recited on Leil HaSeder only after Tzeis HaKochavim. Questions? Okay, so there are those poskim who point out that according to the Magen Avraham, comes out an amazing Kiddush. If according to the Magen Avraham, this rule is not a din in Kiddush, but rather it's a din in Dalet Kosos, in the timing of the Dalet Kosos, so then not only should there be a rule that the first of the Dalet Kosos should be drunk only after Tzeis HaKochavim, But the last time to drink the Dalai Kosa should also be a function of the other mitzvos halayla. Once you're going to tell me that the mitzvah derabbanan of Dalai Kosa is linked to the other mitzvos halayla, to the matzah namar, to the Karban Pesach, so it should be linked on both ends? Not only should the first time to drink the Dalai Kosa, the Kiddush, the first of the Dalai Kosa is a function of Laila, because that's the time for Karban Pesach, the last time to drink the Dalai Kosa should also be the last time that one can eat the Karban Pesach. Of course, the question is, when is the last time that you can eat the Karban Pesach? So that's a Machlokas Tanoi, as we well know. Right? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, they have a Machlokas at the very, very end of Psochim. The back road, the last daf, the second to last Mishnah, and daf Kuf Chof on the base. The Mishnah says, HaPesach HaChatzos Metamei Es HaYodayim. Karban Pesach after Chatzos is Metamei the hands. Chazal goes there that it's Metamei Es HaYodayim. They didn't want people to wait until after Chatzos to eat the Karban Pesach. Says, Zot Gemara Kuf Chofa Medbezim Sochim Alma Mechatzos Havalei Nosa. If it's Metamei Es HaYodayim, it sounds like you're not supposed to eat it after Chatzos. It sounds like it becomes Nosa already after Chatzos. So, Man Tana, Omer of Yosef, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the Tana who holds that the Karban Pesach becomes Noser after Chatzos. The Tanya. Ochlu asabosa balayla hazem. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer nemer kan balayla hazem. Nemer lahalan diavarti beretz Yitzrayim balayla hazem. Ma lahalan ad Chatzos av kan ad Chatzos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah dashens balayla hazem. Just like Makas Bechoros took place until Chatzos. So too, va'achlo sabosa balayla hazeh, Karban Pesach has to be eaten until Chatzos. Amalo, Rabbi Akiva, v'alo nemar, v'alo kfar nemar, chipozo, nachas chipozo. Rabbi Akiva says, but just one second, it says, v'achaltem oso b'chipozo, you should eat the Karban Pesach b'chipozo, quickly. When's the shas chipozo? Baboker. No one was allowed to leave their homes until the morning. Amud ha-shachar. So if they weren't allowed to leave until Amud HaShachar, Mistama, until the morning, one is allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, it doesn't become Noser until the morning. That's the Machlokas Tanan that we have in the Gemara at the end of Pesachim. So Rava on the bottom of that daf says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is making a statement not only about Karban Pesach, but according to him, Matzah b'zman hazeh achar chatzos, one is not yotzei his chiyav either. If you eat Matzah after chatzos, b'zman hazeh, Matzah is still daraisa b'zman hazeh, but erev tochlo matzahs. Since it's iskish le Karban Pesach, it's limited by the zman of the Karban Pesach as well. Azoy zokro. The Elazar ben Azariah who holds the Karban Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos would say that matzah also has to be eaten before Chatzos because they're iskishu lahadadi. They're compared to each other. They're compared to each other. And the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Ayin Zayin is machmir for the shita. That the Afikoman should be eaten before Chatzos, we all know. Right? This year it's the last couple of years it's gotten easier. They changed the clock early. Right? Even though Pesach comes out so early this year, but the clock has already been changed. So Chatzos is much later. Now it is true that we start to say they're later, so you say you're not really gaining anything. But you are gaining because, you know, once the clock strikes 12, people get a little antsy. So Chatzos is not at 12. Chatzos is a little bit later than 12. I don't know exactly when it is, but it's probably like, you know, 12:45, somewhere around there. That's what it normally is. Right, so once the clock strikes 12, people start to rush a little bit. So it's a little bit easier. If Chatzos were earlier, so people lose track of time. And before they know it, Chatzos is right behind their backs. Or it's right in front of their noses, however you look at it. Right, so it's a little bit easier this year. But it's still a challenge. Look, you have a lot of Divrei Torah that you want to say over. And there's a lot to say. There's no question. The Seder night is a time that one is supposed to be saying, speaking lots of Torah and talking lots of Machshav. It's a very, very important night. But there are mitzvahs to fulfill as well. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that one is supposed to eat the Afikoman. It's a zecher to the Karban Pesach. One is supposed to eat the Afikoman before Chatzos. According to the Magen Avraham's Trumas Hadeshen, what should emerge is that the Dalit Kosa should also be finished before Chatzos. Now that's a Dover HaKosha Shebemikdosh. That is not an easy thing to do. It's one thing to eat the Afikoman before Chatzos. But you know, to finish the rest of the Seder before Chatzos, it's difficult, very difficult. Not so simple. But at first glance, you take the Trumas Hadeshen to its logical conclusion, that's what should emerge. If you're going to tell me that the Dalai Kosos, even though it's a mitzvah derabanan, is linked to the mitzvahs halayla, the mitzvahs deraisa of the night of the Seder, to the matzah and the marah, and ultimately to the Karban Pasach, so then it should be linked not only in the starting time, but in the finishing time. The finish line should be the same. So if you hold that the Karban Pesach has to be eaten before Chatzos, and we're machmer for that the Afikoman should be eaten before Chatzos, then the Dalai Kosos as well, the Kos of benching, stomach, the fourth cup too. It's interesting, there's no mention of the Dalit Kosos, of the last time for Dalit Kosos in Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah does say that the Hallel should be recited before Chatzos. Shulchan Aruch and Tafai and Zayin Sif Aleph concludes that Sif. Yehi Zoyer Le'ochlo Kodem Chatzos. Acher Gemar Kol Asu Da'ochle Mimatza Shmur Tachas Amapa Kizayis Kol Echad Zeichel LePesach Hanechal Al Hasova. Tachas Amapa. The Matza Shmur is kept under the mapa, right? It's kept very securely, so that no children should steal it. I don't know. Maybe the Mechaber had it under his mapa, but whatever. You'll retrieve the mapa, get the Afikoman, right? You eat it beHaseba. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kodem Chatzos. Be careful to eat the Afikoman before Chatzos. What's that based on? It's Zecher to the Karban Pesach, and we're machmer to assume the Karban Pesach should be eaten before Chatzos, so the Afikoman too. Zok the Ramah, V'yaktim atzmo shegam ha-halel yikra Kodem Chatzos. Ramah says, be careful that the halel should be recited before Chatzos as well. Fascinating. Where did the Ramah get that from? Ran Perak Arvi Psochem, Vesov Perak Beis the Megillah. It's a Ran. The Ran holds that the quotes in the Bali Tosfis that the Hallel should be recited before Chatzos. Where's this Ran? Page 4. Kevin Shekain, Shal Psikol and Hilchas Kaman. The different Mishnayas that go like this, the different Tanoim, whether Pesach is until Alos HaShachar, until Chatzos. We don't know which had a Paskin. Zok Duran, Lefikach Tzarech Lizor, Shalo Lecho Matzah Mitzvah Shebelei Lepsochem Acha Chatzos. Continues Duran, V'chein Bahalel Shebelei Lepsochem Hechmiru B'tos V'shalo Lekroso Acha Chatzos. The Bali Tosis HaMachmir, Zok Duran, that one should recite the Hallel, one should read the Hallel before Chatzos as well. The Bali Tosis? It's really interesting. Tosis in Masech the Megillah, where this Ran is found, right? Megillah, the end of the second parak. Tosis doesn't quite say like that. The Ran must be quoting a different Bal Tosis. Tosis also comments that Tzorech Lamar Lechol Matzah B'Leil Psochem Kodem Chatzos Afilu Matzah Shel Afikoman Sheharechi of Matzah B'Zman Hazeh Hu Daraisa Hava Daraisa and Etzeich Lekarben Pesach. But says Tosis Al V'Halo Shel Achar Afikoman Ein L'Hachmer Kol Kach Sheharei Midrabonon Hu. The Hallel Sheachar Afikoman is only midrabanan, so there's no need to be machmir against the Bali Tosis that the Ran quotes. What is Tosis and Megillah saying? Stami is saying that since the Hallel is only midrabanan, and there's the Machlokes Tanaim, what the last time to eat the Karban Pesach is, Feka the Rabbanan Lakula tells me that I can be Megill to assume that maybe I can recite the Hallel until daybreak, even after Chatzos, because it's only a mitzvah Rabbanan to begin with. But the Ran quotes a different Bali Tosis, a different version of the Bali Tosis, that one should recite the Hallel before Chatzos as well. At first glance, the Machlokas, the Bali Tosis as we have it, and the Bali Tosis that the Ran quotes, seems to be a Machlokas, the Magen Avraham, and the Tos. It's really what they seem to be saying. The whole Machlokas sort of seems to be based on whether we assume that Chazal linked the Mitzvahs Rabbanan of the Seder night to the mitzvahs d'oraisa. Are they governed by the same time limits? The Trumas HaDeshen doesn't actually talk about the final time. Right? You could say it's just an issue of suffix, right? But at first glance, you would say that, look, it's like basically the machlokas, the magen avraham, and the taz. Do we say that the mitzvahs d'rabbanan are linked to the mitzvahs d'oraisa? Just like Dalit Kosos is linked, maybe Hallel, it's also a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and it also should be linked. Yes, Gabriel? Yeah, Tosis doesn't quite say that, right? Tosis is talking about Hallel, right? So Mestama, Right? Stam, according to Tosfos, perhaps you could be makel by dalakosis as well. I saw one of the Haggadahs quotes the Maril. The Maril Taka says this. The Maril says that he thinks that maybe the last two kosos, you can drink after chatzos, even though the zman of matzah were machmer to assume is only until chatzos, but the last two kosos you can drink after chatzos. The stam are based on this idea. That maybe mitzvahs derabbanan are not linked to the other to the mitzvahs deraisa. So at first glance, you could say that the machlokas, the different bali tosfos, the Ran and the other bali tosfos, is whether the mitzvahs derabbanan are taka linked to the mitzvahs deraisa, and they're governed by the same time period. See, what's strange according to that is why is the Ramah machmir? Why does he assume that we should be machmer? He picks one of the shittas. So why does he assume that we should be machmer? The Shulchan Aruch isn't machmer. It is only a suffix, after all. Had a paskin. It's a suffix in the Rishonim. So why is the Ramah machmer? Shouldn't we say Sveiko Lekula? Sveiko the Rabbanon Lekula? What's more, it's interesting. It seems from the Ramah that he's machmer not because of Dalet Kaisis. He's machmer that you have to recite the challah before chatzos, not because you have dalet kosos that you have to say, that you have to drink before chatzos. The Gra on this Ramah, the Gra says, you know why you have to say the challah before chatzos? Not because of halal, not out halal, but because you have a fourth cup that you have to drink after the halal. It's a dalet kosos halacha. But the Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah seems to say that there's a halacha in the halal of the Seder night that it has to be before chatzos. It's really a pellet. First of all, it's only a suffix. It's a machlokas rishona. Why can't you say sveiko lekula? It's only a mitzvah derabbanan to begin with. Why can't you say sveiko lekula? What's more, why dafka does the Ramah say that the halal has to be recited for chatzos? He doesn't seem to link it to the dalet kosos. That there's a kos that you have to drink after the halal, so therefore, since that kos has to be before chatzos, the halal also has to be before chatzos. That's not what the Ramah says. It seems like it's a halacha in halal. In halal. What is that halacha? So I think you can explain in one of two ways. That maybe there's a special halacha of halal, and that's why the Ramah says that the halal has to be recited before chatzos. The Gemara says in Psochim, famous Gemara, Rav Kuf Der Zvav Amidais, we know that matzah is referred to as lechem oni. But there are many different perushim in the Gemara as to what lechem oni means. Mar says in Av Kuf Tez Vav Amid Beis, Omer Shmuel, Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'onin Olav Dvorin. Bread that we're onin Olav, we say Olav, different words. Tani Nami Yochi, Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'onin Olav Dvorin Habe. Dovar Acher, Lechem Oni, Oni Ksiv. It's written Choser. So really could be read Oni, not Oni. Ma Oni, Shadarka Befrusa, Avkan Befrusa. And there's another pshat as well, another perush, but we'll leave it with these two. Okay, the two more popular perushim are lechem oni means lechem shalom alav dvarim, or dvarim harbei, and lechem oni is madaka shaloni befrusa avkan befrusa. That's what the Gemara says. What does lechem shalom alav dvarim mean? So presumably it means that we talk about the matzah. Onim olav means odosav, right? We speak about the matzah. Rabban Gamliel haya omer, right, Pesach Matzah Mara. We have to talk about Pesach Shana Olchem Al Shulma, Matzah Zu Shana Olchem Al Shulma, Mara, etc. That's presumably what Lechem Shonim Olav Dvarim Harbe means, that we talk about the Matzah. Rabbeinu Chananel, on the side of the Gemara Psochim, seems to explain this way. Tanya, he says, Lechem Oni, Lechem Shonim Olav Dvarim, Perish, Omer Olav Hagoda, Matzah Zu Shana Olchem Kulim. Rabbeinu Chananel learns that Lechem Oni, Onim Olav Dvarim means that you have to talk about the matzah. Talk about the matzah. Rabbeinu Chananel is not even gores in the Braisa exactly the way we are gores. What's missing from his girsa? Which word? Let me read the Braisa again. Let me start with Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim. Tain Nami Hochi, Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. Davar Acher, Lechem Oni, Oni Ksiv. And that's the Braisa. Rabbi Nochananel's Girsa is Tanya, Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'onin Olav Devarim. What's missing?
Harbe.
Harbe, exactly. So not only does he not have the Girsa of Harbe and Shmuel, we don't have the Girsa of Harbe and Shmuel, but the Braisa, our Girsa in the Braisa is Devarim Harbe. Rabbi Nochananel leaves out the Harbe. He only has Devarim. Now that makes a lot of sense because he understands that Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvar means just Matzah Zu Sha'onu Ochlim. That's all. Matzah Zu Sha'onu Ochlim. It's not Dvarim Harbe. You're talking about the Matzah, but you're not saying a lot. That's one pshat in Lechem Oni. Now just parenthetically, what does that mean that we talk about the Matzah? Matzah Zu Sha'onu Ochlim? Is that's a din in the Matzah? A din in CPTS Mitzrayim? What exactly does that mean? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. That itself is a discussion in the Rishonim. Whether that's a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, or that's a din in the mitzvos, in the mitzvah of Pesach, the mitzvah of Matzah, the mitzvah of Morar. The Rambam seems to learn that it's a din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the Rambam... The Rambam in Perek Zayin, when he defines the mitzvah of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, so he says that it has to, in Halacha Gimel, he says it has to be Derech Sheilu Tshuva. Tzarech Laso Shini Belayla Zekadei Shei Rabbana V'Yishalu Derech Sheilu Tshuva. Halacha Dalet, he says, Maskla Beginusim Messiah B'Shevach, right? Avadim Ayinu Lefarav V'Mitzrayim Etchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. And then in Halacha Hei, he says, Kol Mishlo Amish Lo Shadur Melo B'Leil Chavisha Asar Lo Yotza Yidei Chavasa. You can't be Yotzi a Chiyuv without saying Pesach Matzah Mar. Which Chiyuv? He's talking about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's not talking about the mitzvah of Matzah, the mitzvah of Pesach, the mitzvah of Mar. So it sounds like the Rambam holds that Matzah Zu Sha'anu Olchem Hashem Mar is not a din in Matzah, it's a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's an interesting comment that the Binyan Siyan has in a tshuva. What's a din? Do you have to say Matzah Zu Sha'anu Olchem by Pesach Sheini? Pesach Matzah Umar Pesach Sheini? Would you be Yotzei the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Umar and Pesach Sheini without talking about the Pesach Matzah Umar? So l'chor, that's dependent on the Shaila, he says. If you hold that Pesach Matzah Umar is the din in Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no mitzvah of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim in Pesach Sheini. That's Beleil Chamisha Asa. But if you hold it's a din in the Pesach and the Matzah in the Umar, so maybe even Pesach Sheini there's a chiyuv to mention the Pesach Matzah Umar. Interesting. Hakaponim, this is one approach to the Gemara, that Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Olav Devarim means Matzah Zu She'onu Olchem. That's what you have to say. Lechem Oni means that Onim Olav, we speak about the Matzah. But our Girsa in the Brayis is not Lechem She'onim Olav Devarim, but rather Devarim Harbe. Sounds like you have to say more than Matzah Zu She'onu Olchem Ashumo. And that seems to be what Rashi understands, how Rashi understands earlier on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph in Sochem. What does Rashi say over there? Lechem Sha'onim Olav Devarim. Here's the Rashi. Lechem Sha'onim Olav Devarim. Interestingly, Rashi doesn't have the Girsa of Harbe. He doesn't put the Harbe in. It is our Girsa in the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph as well. But Rashi says, "Sha'onim alav devarim, shagorim alav esahalal va'omim alav hagada." Not just matzazu sha'onim olchem ashema, but we're gorim alav esahalal. We recite the entire halal over the matzah, and we say hagada as well. That would work well with the gears of devarim harbe. It's not just devarim lechem sha'onim alav devarim a little bit matzazu sha'onim olchem, but rather devarim harbe. Now, according to Rashi's understanding, Onim Olav doesn't mean what we thought it meant. Rabbi Nochananel says that Olav means what? About it. Right? Not, right? About it. We don't talk about it, we talk about it. Right? So, okay, whatever. That's an old t-shirt. A Hawaii t-shirt. Right? It's not about it. Okay. Enough of that. Right? Olav means about it. But Rashi says Olav doesn't mean about it. What does it mean? It means before it, before Neha. We recite Devarim Olav in front of it. Not about it, but in front of it. Because we're not talking about the matzah when we say Haggadah, when we recite the Hallel. The last I checked, it doesn't talk about the matzah in the middle of the hollow. Right? So, what does lechem sha'onim olav devarim according to Rashi mean? It doesn't mean we talk about it. It means we talk before it. We say certain words before the matzah, in front of the matzah. Different shot. That's Rashi. So perhaps we can suggest that based on this Rashi, we can have a beer for the Ramah too. Why does the Ramah say that the Hallel has to be recited before Chatzos? Because Rashi holds that you have to recite Hallel before the matzah. And if you're going to be machmir that the mitzvah of matzah has to be fulfilled before Chatzos, then the Hallel has to be recited before Chatzos too. Because after Chatzos, the matzah has no significance. There's really no difference between matzah and potatoes after Chatzos. Right? That's the bewitching hour, that the matzah turns into something else. Right? It's not matzah's mitzvah anymore. So there's no significance to the lechem sha'onim olav devarim after Chatzos. Maybe that's the chumrah that the Ramah had. This is an extra halacha. It's not simply because we assume that all the mitzvahs, the rabbanon of the Leil HaSeder, are linked to the mitzvahs d'oraisa. So Dalit Kaisis have to be drunk before Chatzos. The Hallel, Oichir, the Hallel as well, has to be recited before Chatzos because it's like every other mitzvah of the Rabbanon. It's not clear that that's necessarily true. That's a Chumas Hadeshin. It's a Machlokas Lagabi Hallel, a Machlokas between the different Balitosis. So who says the Ramah would be Machmer for that? But there's this new Halach of Rashi. There's another Din. Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'onim, Olav Dvarim Harbei. That the Hallel has to be recited before the matzah. And since after Chatzos, there's no halachic significance to the matzah, maybe that's the basis of the Ramah, putting both halachas together. Both because it could be that all the mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, require the same, you know, are limited by the same time constraints as the mitzvahs, the rice of the Leil HaSeder. That's one issue. But there could be another issue over here, that you have to recite the Hallel in front of the matzah, and after Chatzos, there is no significance to the matzah. So you're not going to be able to be yotze this extra halacha as well. Okay. So I want to suggest, but yeah, sorry.
Isn't Rashi referring to the halal? I know it's the one halal.
Rashi says, Gomrim olav es halal. Rashi seems to be talking about the entire halal. We're going to get to that. The Iri might disagree. We'll talk. Rashi seems to be saying even the end of halal, even the second part of halal that we have at the Seder.
I thought they were trying to get it before the matzah. No?
So. Rashi says to get it before the matzah. Rashi says, "Gomim alavas halal." Some of that means we complete the halal. We say even the second half of halal before the matzah. Oh, so that's exactly my point, Josh. There are some who claim that one should leave the matzah on the table until the halal is completed. That's what some say. According to Rashi, to be machmir fashitas Rashi, that you have to be gomer as a halal on the matzah, you should leave the matzah on the table. You know, sometimes people like balabustas like to clean up the table. You know, before. Hey, people are falling asleep before the Birchas Hamazon, so finally they get to the bench, and you know, in the process, they clean up the whole table. You know, they finish the Apikoman, and they finish whatever they're going to be eating for the Suda, and people like to clean up as some people are snoring on one side, and the other people are falling asleep, and these people are fighting about the presents that they got for the Apikoman. It's very exciting over there, right? So in the middle of all that, there are people cleaning up. Right? So maybe you shouldn't clean up everything. Maybe you should leave the matzah. Because if you don't leave the matzah, then you're not going to be able to see this extra halacha of Rashi. The Rav once suggested a very interesting pshat, which I saw a quote from the Orchas Chaim, which is who's one of the Rishonim. The Rav wanted to suggest that maybe you don't actually have to have the matzah on the table. We know the Mishnah says that Eim Aftir and Achra Pesach Afikoman. You don't have anything, we don't eat anything after the Afikoman. Kadesh Yishar Tamatzah Befiv, as the Gemara says. So the Rav suggested that maybe if you're not going to eat anything after the Afikoman, after the matzah, the fact that the tam matzah is nishar b'fiv, it's as if the matzah is there. That's what he says. And if the Rishonim didn't say it, I would have said, you know, it's a drasha, it's a nice idea, it's a nice machshava concept, but really? But the Rishonim say it? Orchas Chaim says it in Simen Chav Ches. You know, it's a limud zchus for those people who are not makpid on this halacha. I mean, look, it's only a Rashi anyway, right? There is a Meiri on Daf Kuf Tezvav Amid Beis that we have in Surah 6. Meiri says, "Zeh shekara Torah lechem zeh lechem oni, remez yesh bo laharbei dvarim. Husha amru lechem oni sha'onim alav dvarim harbei ritzon alamar hagodah v'haschol ashalam." The Uri says there's no need to be gomer as a halal on the matzah. It's the first two prokim of halal. Talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The rest of the halal talk about the ultimate geula. That's a different part of the halal. You could say that only the first part of the halal has to be recited over the matzah. Maybe the rest of the halal, the gemar halal, does not have to be recited over the matzah. That seems to be the minik. But even if you want to be machmer for Rashi, so if you can remember to leave the matzah on the table, that's great. But if you forget, maybe you could still be yotzei Rashi, because there's the tam of the afikoma. The tam of the afikoma is nisha b'fiv. So maybe that's enough. That's enough to be considered that you're actually reciting the halal over the matzah. We should point out there's another halacha that emerges from this shita of Rashi. Very, very important halacha. That lechem oni lechem sha'onim alav dvarim varim harbei means that you're supposed to recite the halal over the matzah. If you're supposed to recite the halal over the matzah, that means that when you recite the halal, the matzah has to be uncovered. So we know that when you get to lefikach anachnu chayavim lahodos or lahalal, etc., we raise the kos. There's a posa kos yeshua sesu v'shem Hashem ekra. There's a minig to raise the cup. So the question is, do we put down the cup after lefikach when we start the halal, or do we stay holding the cup until after the bracha asher go'olonu? That's the shaila. The Hagos Maimini has two minhagim, two dais about this. Whether we raise the cup for lefikach and then we put it down for the halal, and then we raise it for the bracha asher go'olonu, or no. We keep the cup raised the whole time. 2 days. Hagos Maimini on the Rambam's Haggadah Shel Pesach. Os Gimel. Kan noagin kolechad la'agbir kosu b'yadu atzof lefikach. First day in the Haggadah Maimini is atzof lefikach. Ochei noa lechos b'yadu agol Yisrael. V'chei noag maram. Maram B'Rittenberg was noag to hold it until the end of Asher Golan. The Rav used to say over that his father did that as well. Moshe Soloveitchik used to hold the cup until after the bracha Asher Golan. What are these two minhagim arguing about? Keep the cup raised for the halal. Hold the cup for halal, not hold the cup for halal. I don't think that it's a machlokas about whether you're supposed to hold the cup for halal or not. I think it's a question as to whether you're supposed to recite the halal with the matzahs uncovered or not. Because the rule is that when you raise the cup, whenever you raise the cup, you cover the matzahs. Because it's a bizayon to raise the cup, to raise the kos of yayin with the matzahs. You're not raising the matzahs, right? You're not doing anything with the matzahs. So it's a bizayon to raise the cup if the matzahs are uncovered. It's like a bizayon for the matzah. So we cover the matzah whenever we raise the cup. So that minig that holds that you should hold the cup throughout, from the beginning of the figurah until after the end of the bracha, that shita holds that you don't have to recite the halal in front of the matzah. You don't have to uncover the matzahs for the halal. So if you don't have to uncover the matzahs for the halal, it's taka better to keep the cup raised. Kos Yeshua says, "V'shem Hashem Ekra." It's better to keep the cup raised. The other minig holds that no, you dafka have to recite the halal in front of the matzahs. So if you're not gonna, so if you have to uncover the matzahs in order to recite the halal, you have to put down the cup. You can't have both. You can't have your cup and the matzahs uncovered at the same time. You can't keep the cup raised and the matzahs uncovered at the same time. So pick them, right? If you hold that there's a din of lechem oni lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbeis, then it makes sense. You have to uncover the matzahs that you recite the halal in front of the matzahs. So the cup has to be put down. So you can raise it for lefikach, cover the matzahs, raise it for lefikach, uncover the matzahs, say the halal, cover the matzahs again, raise the cup and make the bracha. But if you hold that there's no inyan to keep the matzah, to recite the halal over the matzah, so then you can raise the cup by lefikach and keep it raised. Keep it raised. There's no need to uncover the matzahs again. So basically, what am I saying? That the shita that holds that you're supposed to keep the cup raised from lefikach until after the bracha must hold that there's no inyan to uncover the matzahs, to recite the halal over the matzahs. How's that possible? Lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe. Isn't there a drasha lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe that you have to recite the halal over the matzahs? What's the answer? The answer is there's another pshat in lechem sha'anim alav d'ram harbi, right? Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that lechem sha'anim alav d'ram harbi means what? Not that you have to recite the halal of the matzahs, but matzahs u'shanu shanu ochlim, right? Lechem sha'anim alav d'varim, only just a short piece, not d'varim harbi. And the Rambam probably paskin that way. Because the Rambam, interestingly enough, if you look at the Rambam, his description of the Seder is quite fascinating. But one fascinating part of his Seder, if you look in Helchas Chametz U'Matzah Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes that before the Man Ishtana, we take the Shulchan away. We oker the Shulchan before the Omer Haggadah, before the leader of the Seder. Oker es HaShulchan, we take the Shulchan away from him. Why do we take the Shulchan away? So that the kids will see and they'll ask. Right, we do a lot of things at the Seder and make the kids ask. We like to ask questions. We like that the children ask questions. Keep them busy. Keep them excited. Where's this Rambam? Ches Beis. So he describes Karpas. Ochel Kezayis, Hu Uchal HaMesubim, Imo Kol Echa Ve'echad, Ein Ochel Pachos Mekezayis. Oh, that's already interesting. The Rambam holds you're supposed to have a Kezayis for Karpas. Not for now, but another discussion. Look, the Rambam, V'achakach Okan HaShulchan, Milifnei Korei HaHagodah Levado. The Korei HaGodah had the Shulchan there. We take the Shulchan away from him. Mosgin Kol Sheni, Kana Ben Shol, right, Manishtana, etc. And we bring the Shulchan back when it's time to say Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer, when it's time to say Pesach Matzah Mar. We can't say Pesach Matzah Mar without the Shulchan being there. It has the Pesach Matzah Mar on the Shulchan. So isn't that fascinating? The Rambam doesn't have the matzah there, he doesn't have the whole Shulchan there during the entire Haggadah. So presumably the Rambam would say that you don't have to say the Hal in front of the matzah either. Haggadah and Hal, according to Rashi, seem to go together. Lechem Shonim Lov Dorm Harbi, Rashi says, Gomim Lov Asahal, Vomim Lov Haggadah. So presumably, if you don't have to recite Haggadah in front of the Matzah, you shouldn't have to recite the Halal either in front of the Matzah. The Rambam seems to be assuming that Lechem Shonim Lov Dvarim Harbi means Matzah Zu Shonim Olchem, that's it. And maybe he didn't have the Girsa Dvarim Harbi, maybe he only had the Girsa Dvarim. The Rambam perhaps is the source of this other minig, that you could raise the cup at Lefikach and keep it raised. Keep it raised until after the bracha. Why? Because the Rambam felt maybe that there's no inyan to say the halal in front of the matzah. Lechem sha'onim alav dvarim means we speak about the matzah, not that we talk in front of the matzah. It's about the matzah. So about the matzah, that's matzah zu sha'onu ochlem. That's all. That's all that we say about the matzah. Okay. So this is one answer that you could give to try to explain the sheet of the Ramah, that maybe even the halal should have to be recited before Chatzos, having nothing to do with the Galakosos, against the Gra. The Gaon wants to suggest that the Ramah is not really saying something about halal, he really is saying something about Galakosos. That since the Galakosos have to be recited before Chatzos, have to be drunk before Chatzos, the halal also has to be recited before Chatzos. But according to this approach, that the Ramah is machmir for Rashi, for Shitas Rashi, so then it has nothing to do with Galakosos. It has to do with the fact that Lechem Oni means Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim, Dvarim Harbi, that you have to recite the Halal in front of the Matzah. And there's no significance to the Matzah after Chatzos, or we're machmir, that perhaps there's no significance to the Matzah after Chatzos, so just like you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah, one should recite the Halal before Chatzos as well. I think there's another reason why the Ramah perhaps is machmir by Halal. And that relates to a Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he outlines the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam writes as follows. This is a mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin. He should tzivonu l'saper b'yetzias Mitzrayim b'lo chamisha osim minisam b'tchilas halayla k'fitzachos loshon ha-mesaper. As best as a person can, they should talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zok the Rambam v'chol mi sheyosef b'mamar v'yarech ha-dvorim b'hagdolas masha osu lanu Hashem. That was a mouthful, much more than a kazayis. The Rambam says that if you marach b'dvarim, harezim meshubach. Marach in what? Let's say it again. V'yarech ha'dvarim B'hagdolos masha asalanu Hashem, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Masha asalanu ha-mitzim, how the mitzim tormented us. Ve'chlokach Hashem nikmaseinu mehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took our nekama from them. U'lahodos lo yis'ale al kol tuv shegmolanu, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He did for us. The Rambam seems to be saying that part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Hallel v'Hodah, to thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. That Hallel is part of the Sipur, it's part of a mitzvah d'oraisa. On a Seder night, apparently, reciting Hallel is not a mitzvah d'rabbanan, according to the Rambam. It's a kiyum d'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if that's the case, then it's not such a far jump to say that if the other mitzvahs d'oraisa of the night of the Seder are linked to the Korban Pesach, if Matzah and Morer are linked to the Korban Pesach, and we also say that Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, based on Bavur Zeh, Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is linked to the Korban Pesach, then the Hallel also has to be linked. Hallel as part of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is limited by the time of Korban Pesach. One doesn't have to come on to a din of Lechem Oni. There's no need to come on to the fact that Mitzvos Derabbanan are linked to the Mitzvos Deraisa of the Leil HaSeder. No, maybe the Hallel is a Kiyum Daraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if it's a Kiyum Daraisa, then it's a Davar Poshet why you should have to recite it before Chatzos. More than the Dalakosas. Dalakosas are only a Mitzvah Derabbanan. Right, so you could link them to the Mitzvah Daraisa or not. The Chumash Hadeshin does, others might not. But it could be that Hallel has a special status when it comes to the Leil HaSeder. But it's not just the Hallel Derabbanan. It's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a Kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is limited by Bavur Zeh, it's limited to the Zman of Matzah and Morah, which themselves are limited by the Zman of Korban Pesach, so then the Hallel should be limited by the Zman of Korban Pesach as well. And that might explain the Chumrah of the Ramah to finish the Hallel, that you should, well, once you finish the Hallel before Chatzos. Now again, even though the Ramah does say this, the minig is to recite the Hallel Benachas, to rush everything, to rush the Afikoman. I think there's an inyan to do. Once you get the Afikoman in there, there's no question that the Afikoman is linked to the Korban Pesach. Either it's a Zecha to the Pesach or Zecha to the Matzah that was eaten with the Korban Pesach. It's linked to the Korban Pesach. So that you should eat before Chatzos. You should finish that. But to push yourself to destroy the rest of the Seder and run through the Hallel and the Nirtzen, Nirtz is extra. Really, you could say after Chatzos. But to run through the Brichas HaMozen and the Hallel and not recite it properly, I'm not sure if I would do that. If you could arrange everything nicely that you'll be able to say the Hallel in the proper pace and not rush it, so then there is an inyan. The Ramah, it's Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, no different than any other Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. So there's certainly somewhat of an inyan to try to finish the Hallel before Chatzos. But again, I wouldn't destroy the rest of the Seder to try to do it. The minig is to be mekel and to say the Hallel benachas with the proper kavana. Right, we can assume that maybe this man for eating the Afikoman also is even after Chatzos. It's a chumrah. Right, it's a chumrah to assume that the Afikoman has to be eaten before Chatzos. So the Ramah did say that the Hallel should also be recited before Chatzos, but because it's only a chumrah, if a person can do it, matov, and if he can't do it, then it's probably better just to say Hallel benachas instead of rushing the rest of the thing. Okay.